Final score being City of Derry 15, Skerry 32. The Dublin side outscoring Derry by 5-2, and they will be very happy with the first game of this All-Ireland League 2B campaign. From Derry's point of view, no points from it whatsoever. A lot of work to be done because, as I say, if the stories are right and what you hear, that Armagh are a very, very good side, and certainly next week up at home, it's going to be a very, very difficult game for Derry. I don't think there was too many injuries, but unfortunately, just the team lacks shape. It's, you know, with the problem with not having a coach, and Richard McCarter has been sort of thrown into the breach. They've lost a couple of very experienced players, like Andrew Semple, their scrum half, David Funston, the centre. And certainly, you know, this has been one of the problems. But having said that, they started off reasonably well. But yeah, I cannot take anything away from Skerry's, who I was very, very impressed with. Played a very, very good 15-man team. Good pack. Their line-out driving was absolutely superb. They got a couple of scores from that. But they were well coordinated, and players seemed to know where the other player was. Their offloading of the ball in tight spaces was good. And certainly nobody watching here today from City of Derry could have any gripes. The best team won by far. After the first 15 minutes, really, one realised that things were going to be very, very difficult for the boys in green. Derry did actually take the lead after 7 minutes when Paul Burns kicked a very good penalty from wide out. But from the dropout, that sort of started out a few mistakes. Derry failed to secure the ball. Skerry's won the ball at the breakdown. They drove forward, and eventually it was their second row, Joe Glennon, who got over. The right half, Paul O'Loughlin, he converted to make it 7-3. Derry then come back on 15 minutes, and some good picking and driving and strong forward play. Saw hooker Cahill Cregan go over at the corner, but Paul Burns' kick missed, but it was a very difficult one. That was 8-7. But in 20 minutes then, Derry gave away a penalty. Skerry's kicked the 5 metres. For some reason, I don't know where Derry were too slow to get the line it or what happened, but number 8 McCauley, who was the outstanding player in the field, he went up to the top front of the line it. The hooker threw the ball to him and he literally walked over the line at the corner. 12-8. I mean, that was an awful score to give away and really should never have happened. McCauley repeated the dose then, of course, the 3 minutes later, when after Skerry's moved the ball right and left, he just burst over from about 15 metres at the post, so Loughlin converted, and that was 19-8. And the out-half then, with the last kick of the first half, converted to give Skerry's a 22-8 half-time lead, no more than they deserved. All Derry supporters were hoping maybe there'd be a resurgence at the start of the second half, but 10 minutes into the second half, all that was for naught as the score then increased by 10 points with 2 tries. 42 minutes gone, and Skerry's moving the ball right, and their fullback, David Quirk, hit the line and went over. That wasn't converted. And then on 48 minutes again, Skerry's forced Derry to concede a 5-metre line-out, and really, we knew what was going to happen. They drove forward after a few phases, and it was McCauley again who got his hat-trick. Going over, that was 32-8. The game sort of then went into a bit of a limbo. I suppose Skerry's had realised they had more or less the game won. On 63 minutes then, Derry had their second score from a line-out when they drove in field. And from quick ball, for one of the few occasions, scrum half Ben Barber fared Richard Baird, and he went in on the post, Burns converting, and that made it 32-15. A very, very convincing result. As I stand here, giving you my report, the Skerry's team are out now for a warm down. They're all just standing at the line listening to their coach, and certainly I watched their warm up and it was very, very impressive, and certainly they carried that onto the pitch, and it's good to see a team now doing a bit of a warm down after the game, and thinking about it, and that certainly will augur them well. It'll be interesting to see just how Skerry's do this year in the league, having come down last year from Division 2A. But from Derry's point of view, it's going to be a long, hard road. And again, as I said, Armagh next week, and then 2 weeks today, Thomond are here. So there's going to be no easy games, but there's only one way they can go at the moment, and that's up. And hopefully things will change. But a lot of hard work's going to have to be done, and a lot of soul-searching from the players as well, because in that last 10 minutes, when Derry, I think, even scored a couple of tries, could have got a point bonus, which would have been very handy. On 4 occasions, I think I counted, where they were attacking up about the halfway line, kicking the ball away twice into touch, and quite high balls to their full-back. And you're never going to score tries kicking the ball away, and that unfortunately just culminated the whole game. So not the best of reports to give here today, Chris, but one has to be honest and say what one sees, and the Skerry's were by far the better side. And as the scoreline reflected, there can be no doubts. Outscoring Derry by 5-2. But not only that, just looking at a very, very cohesive team against Derry, who at times were very disjointed. Final score from Judges Road in the first All-Ireland League 2B game was City of Derry 15, Skerry 32.